Yes. Sorry. Thank you very much, Michael, for the introduction, and thank you for inviting us over for this presentation and for giving us the opportunity to contribute this chapter to Aid for Trade at a glance. IGC concentrates in the chapter we contribute on small and medium-sized enterprises. And the chapter is titled How Aid for Trade Helps Reduce the Burden of Trade Costs on SMEs. So a first question you may ask yourself, why should we have a chapter on SMEs in this Aid for Trade at a glance? And that's the question this first slide is meant to address. We believe it's useful, interesting to look at SMEs because simply they are the backbone of much of economic activity. In OECD countries, SMEs represent 90% of the number of firms, on average 60 to 70% of employment. So more than half of the workforce is employed in SMEs. In developing countries, that employment percentage can go up by a lot. Here are some numbers from Asian countries, from an ADB report. Thailand, 77% of employment in SMEs. Laos, 81% of the country's employment is in SMEs. In Indonesia, 97% of the jobs can be found in SMEs. So what happened to SMEs in most of your countries is probably going to be quite important for what is happening in the economy. Now, unfortunately, those SMEs are relatively unlikely to be participating in trade flows. It's difficult for them to integrate in global and often even regional markets. There's a lot of evidence on this. Here we show already well-known evidence in a different way. We use heat charts because they look so nice, I think. Heat charts show with colors where the highest density of firms is. And we have red colors and yellowish colors where we see a high density of firms. So what you can see is that among exporters, that's on your right-hand side, the company sizes most frequent are in the middle to large size area. You see the red dots and the yellow dots in the middle of the cloud. Non-exporters are small. The small firms tend not to start exporting. You see high concentrations and in this left-hand corner where the companies are small in terms of employment and turnover. So exporters tend to be relatively large, and that's the case across countries. The evidence here is mainly from developing countries and transition economies. So why is this the case? I'm going to skip this slide. This slide basically says that we do know it's probably linked to costs and probably linked to fixed costs, so costs that are there and that are high per unit of production or per unit of service if you produce only little or export only little. So the higher fixed costs, the bigger the bias against small and medium-sized enterprises for exporting. We do know this, but we do not know a lot about what exactly these costs look like and what the most important costs are. And this is something we try to look at for this Aid for Trade monitoring and review exercise, because we think it's important to understand what those fixed costs are, because depending on what the most important ones are, you want to direct your policy maybe in that direction. We therefore asked firms the question, what are for you the most important factors to be addressed in order to manage to export? What are the three most important factors? And we got the following answers that are here organized according to size of the firms. So light blue bars are SMEs, violet bars are large firms. And you see that there are quite some difference among the SMEs and large firms. If you can't read the small print, the biggest worry for small firms, it's the bar on the bottom, it's access to information about export opportunities. It's the first thing you need to know in order to even consider exporting. What can I export where? Where are possible consumers for my products or for services, and what are they expecting? That's a big bottleneck for SMEs. More than 60% of SMEs in our survey say that's our most important problem. Access to finance is an issue that's well known, second most important area of concern. And the third one is access to information about procedures and regulation. Information, again, that's a big burden for SMEs. I mentioned as the last point, information about regulation and rules. We are doing on a regular basis a separate exercise where we ask firms about the bottlenecks for that trade that is created by non-tariff measures. And there we try to also see whether NTM's non-tariff measures are a different problem for small and medium-sized enterprises than for large enterprises. And now what you see is that for micro and small enterprises, NTMs represent indeed a bigger problem than for large ones, and actually than for large and medium-sized ones. So it's the below 50 employees size of company that is suffering in developing countries from NTMs. Now, a company of 50 employees is a small firm if you are China or the United States. That's actually a big company in many LDCs. It's also statistically considered a large company in LDCs. Interestingly, what are the aspects of NTMs that you find problematic? Well, in manufacturing, in over 50% of the cases, it's not the regulation itself that is considered to be too strict. It's the process of actually implementing that regulation, of certifying it, of getting a certified product through the border that is considered too burdensome. So processes matter. And that's something that the trade facilitation agreement tries to address. From there, therefore, we went also out and asked more specifically firms about what they care most about in the trade facilitation agreement. And again, among SMEs, light blue bars here, it's information about the processes to be followed, it's transparency about the rules being applied, the possibility to consult about changes in policies, and efficiency of customs borders that are the most important issues. But what you see, 1, 2, 3, is very much about knowing, being informed, and being part of the process in order to know what is going on. After having found all that evidence, one thing the chapter does is then to walk through a number of case studies, a number of examples of how Aid for Trade projects are trying to address these issues that we highlight as a problem. And what we see is that there are different types of Aid for Trade initiatives, activities that try to address the problems we identified. The issues of information are often addressed in projects that address trade support institutions, trade promotion organizations that help to strengthen their capacity and their capacity to provide information and assistance to SMEs. There are a number of initiatives trying to provide more information about product and services requirements. A number of trade-related technical assistance projects address directly firm-level capacity to meet non-tariff measures or to build up the technical infrastructure at the national level to meet non-tariff measures. And then, very much in line with the issues raised in the trade facilitation agreement, there are a number of initiatives that try to strengthen the interagency coordination at the customs, enhance transparency and predictability, and to simplify documents and procedures at the border. So it is very short, but a bulk of the chapter is actually giving examples of what kind of initiatives, what kind of policies, interventions one can think of to reduce those burdens that SMEs face when exporting. Now, I will conclude here, very much repeating what I've just said. Trade costs are found in the literature and in our surveys to be an important factor that affects SMEs and their possibility, their potential to export. What we do find is that it's above all costs related to the access to information that matter for SMEs. Information costs are a relatively small burden for large companies, but they are already a big one for SMEs. Access to information on export potential, but also on regulatory issues, and access to finance, in particular trade finance, is an issue for SMEs. We believe that at ITC that trade support institutions have an important role to play, notably in providing information or facilitating access to information. There are also a number of global initiatives going on that create global information platforms, often electronically, that SMEs can access, for instance, in order to get information on non-tariff measures. Last but not least, the trade facilitation agreement actually foresees to address some of these issues we find being important in our surveys. In particular, the agreement foresees the strengthening of private-public dialogues around trade costs. We believe that that would be important for SMEs to participate in these kind of dialogues. And in fact, there are a number of other initiatives at the global level going on that also try to strengthen the voice of SMEs at the global level, notably through discussions at the B20 level, where this year a task force on SMEs and entrepreneurship has been created. I thank you for your attention, and I look forward to your questions and comments.